Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. I would like today to quote from a few articles which point out the relationship between Russia and the United States of America and Germany and Ukraine. But also they point out what we have been telling you for many, many years, if you know what we have been proclaiming. To begin with, I like to read from Politico, dated January 19. Poland is ready to go alone and send tanks to Ukraine even without Germany's permission, the Polish Prime Minister said on Wednesday. Poland has pledged to send 14 Leopard 2 tanks, Leopard Panzer, to Ukraine. But since the tanks are German-made, it needs Berlin's approval, which Chancellor Olaf Scholz has yet to provide. Consent is a secondary issue here. We will either get this agreement quickly or we will do the right thing ourselves, the Prime Minister said. Several of Germany's European allies have been asking Berlin to approve the re-export of its Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. But the German government itself is waiting on the United States to make the first move. Last week, Polish President Duda said his country would hand over a company of Leopard tanks to Ukraine as part of international coalition building. The Finnish president said his country also was to provide a limited number of tanks, and I quote, since Finland borders on Russia and is not a part of NATO. The UK has also officially pledged to supply Ukraine with some of its own tanks, the British Challenger 2nd. President Zelensky criticized Germany's hesitations to supply Ukraine with heavy tanks on Thursday morning. When somebody says, I will give tanks if someone else will also share his tanks, I am strong in Europe, and I can share if someone outside of Europe will contribute as well, I don't think this is the right strategy, Zelensky said. In another article, Politico offered the following strong opinion regarding Germany's hesitant attitude, which is described as nothing else but a very strategic and clever policy if you are a German politician. And here's what the article said. Chancellor Olaf Scholz has tried to hide behind the United States, noting that Washington has also not sent any tanks. Scholz has conveniently ignored the detail that the United States has provided Ukraine with $25 billion in military aid so far, more than 10 times what Germany has. Germany's allies, including Washington, often ascribe German hesitancy to a knee-jerk pacifism born of the lessons learned from its quote-unquote dark past. Of course, Germany's conscience does not really drive its foreign policy. It has no qualms about selling to authoritarian regimes like those in the Middle East, where it does brisk business selling weapons to countries such as Egypt and Qatar. Despite everything that's happened over the past year, Berlin is still holding out hope that Ukraine can somehow patch things up with Russia so that Germany can resume business as usual and switch the gas back on. Even if Germany ends up sending tanks to Ukraine, as many now anticipate, it will deliver as few as it can get away with and only after exhausting every possible option to delay. Throughout the Cold War, Germany's involvement with NATO was driven by a strategy to take advantage of the protection the alliance afforded, delivering no more than the absolute minimum, while also expanding commercial relations with the Soviets. That's one reason the Germans so feared US President Ronald Reagan and his hard line against the Soviets. Far from welcoming his Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this war demands, both the German public and industry were terrified by it, worried that Reagan would upset the apple cart and destroy their business in the East. By the time the Berlin Wall fell a couple of years later, West German exports to the Soviet Union had reached nearly 12 billion Deutsche Mark, a record. That is why Germany's handling of Ukraine is not a departure from the norm, it is the norm. If one accepts that German policy is driven by economic logic rather than moral imperative, the fickleness of its political leaders makes complete sense, all the more so considering how well it has worked. When Germany was under pressure from allies a few years ago to finally meet NATO's 2% of GDP spending target, then Vice Chancellor Sigmar Gabriel called the goal absurd. And from a German perspective, he was right. Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? Of course, the Germans have had a lot of help milking, especially from the United States. In Washington's view, Germany might be a bad ally, but at least it's America's bad ally. And no one understands the benefit of that status better than the Germans themselves. But on the other hand, America's strategy in the Ukraine is also strongly criticized by many observers. Here's an article by the Asia Times. Now, the Asia Times published on January 17 an opinion piece by Brandon Weichert, whose works appear regularly in the Washington Times, and who is a member of New College, Oxford University. And that's what he wrote. After the Russians invaded Ukraine last year, the Americans flooded weapons and other forms of support into the besieged nation. What was the plan, though? Initially, it seemed like the United States' objective was to rally its NATO partners into repulsing the Russian invasion into Western Ukraine in 2022. This was a sensible strategy, and it worked. The relatively small Russian invasion force of 160,000 troops collapsed under the sustained pressure of Ukraine's defenders. At the precise moment that the Americans had achieved their desired goal, though, Washington doubled down and encouraged the Ukrainians to shift their objective from one of realistic territorial defense to an insane attempt to restore Ukrainian control completely over both eastern Ukraine and the heavily fortified Crimean Peninsula. Recently, Western leaders have begun talking openly about their desire to see President Vladimir Putin overthrown and the Russian Federation portioned. Even under the best of circumstances, short of total world war, this was never going to happen. But Ukraine has been duped into charging headlong into a war it cannot win against nuclear-armed Russia. Either Washington manages to pull out a miracle in Ukraine, or the Russians will crush Ukraine and then break the back of the NATO alliance, thereby ending the U.S. strategic position in Europe and likely birthing an entirely new world order where there are multiple power centers as opposed to only America's. The United States is returning to the real world. It is not going to be pretty when it realizes how far it has truly fallen. As I said, almost a prophetic statement. We have prepared a free booklet, Biblical Prophecy from Now Until Forever. This booklet goes into the situation also between Russia, Ukraine, Europe, America, and many other items. You need this booklet. Please ask for a free copy. And until next time, this is Norbert Lenk for our program Standing Watch.